Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And talking with Brian Johnson, the Adult Services Librarian at the Lincoln Township Library. And you guys have been how many years have you been doing this Writers Conference? This is something that I think is really great, but obviously things are different this year. But how long has this been going on?
This is the third year that we've done it. I came up with the idea a couple years ago, back in 2018, to do a local writers conference. I felt like it was kind of an offshoot of Indie Authors Day, which always takes place in October every year. It's a kind of a nationwide celebration of independent authors. You know, what they do, how they market themselves, getting the word out about their writing and all that. And it was kind of from that I decided that I wanted to start this writers conference. And I approached several other different libraries and I asked them, you know, if they would like to help run this program. And I got a lot of positive responses. So yeah. The first event was 2 years ago, and it was a collaborative event based on several other libraries. We all got together and hosted the event at Niles District Library. It went very well. Last year we ran again. We had lots of great new speakers there. And again, it was even better attended the second year than it was the first year. This is something that's I've always been really passionate about, because in addition to working at the library, I do writing on the side. I've mm-hmm. self-published 3 books. I do other writing. I have other writing assignments that I do. So this is something that really means a lot to me, being able to help aspiring writers out there. The more help, the better for those who are trying to get the word out about their writing and trying to improve themselves. So, we do have to go virtual this year due to the circumstances that we all know about. But we still think it's going to be a great event, and it's going to be an opportunity to maybe reach some people that aren't able to get to Niles District Library, where we've had it in the past. Perhaps they can join us virtually this time.
Yeah. And like you said, this year's event will still be a collaboration between multiple libraries in the area, right?
That's right. Yeah. We do have several other libraries that are helping to put on this event. They're donating their time and expenses, and they've done a great job helping us put this together.
Yeah, this is very exciting. And yeah, that is the good part about being able to do something virtually, is that you have a broader reach of people that might be out of the area that may want to learn about this. And this is obviously something that people want to get involved in, and it's grown over the years. And now that it's virtual, yeah, you want to see everybody in person, but being able to do it virtual adds totally different avenues that you can take, and maybe something you can build upon for future writers conferences. But this one is going to be virtual, and it is coming up here later on this month. And how do people sign up for this? Is this something that they can sign up for? There's multiple seminars. Do you sign up for one at a time, or do you want to get involved in all of them, or how's that all work?
Yeah, you go to, the best way to sign up is to go to LincolnLIB.org, which is our website. Hover over programs, there is an event registration link that you click on, and that will take you to our calendar of events that, and there will be a link on there that you click on. It'll take you to a Google form, and you just fill out your name, where you're from, your email address, so that we can send you. We'll need to send you a link to an invitation to join the Zoom meeting. So that's why we need to do that. Mm-hmm. But you will be able to select which individual events that you want to participate in. You don't have to participate in all of them. You can select only some of them if you would like. There's a list there that has check boxes next to it. You can pick which ones that you want to attend. We have a total of 6 of them. So we've worked hard to get some great speakers lined up, and we think that it'll be really beneficial to a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I know many people are probably aspiring writers and don't know what steps they need to take. Maybe they've been a writer, they've kind of thought about, you know, maybe this is something that could be something I could publish, but they don't know the steps to get there. What are the seminars that you're like you said, a total of 6 of them. What are some of them that are happening that you want to highlight for this year?
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. So we have on October 19th at 6:30 p.m., that's a Monday evening, we have a special preview session coming up. And that is a session with an author named Gabrielle Robinson. She's going to be speaking on writing your family history. Oh. I've helped a lot of people at the library I've helped several people that have come in and said, well, I want to write something about my family history. I want to write about this event in my family's history or whatever. Yeah. And they don't, some of them want to get it published and make a lot of money, but not all of them do. Some of them just want to do it just for the benefit of their own family and just maybe show a few people or several people or whatever. So
sure.
If you want to learn about writing your family history, the preview session is October 19th at 6:30. It'll be an hour long presentation. All these events are an hour long.
Okay.
So that is on October 19th on a Monday. And then on Saturday, the 24th, we're going to have five additional events. One of them is the first one is with B.B. Belford at 10 a.m. And that is that one will be called You Are Incredible, So Write Like It, Seven Lessons from the Incredibles. That'll be taking place at 10. At 11, then there'll be a 15-minute break. And then at 11:15 with Barry Chesick, there'll be a program on character development. So if you want to know more about how to write stories with a character, there'll be an exercise for people to develop their own character for a story. So if they want to participate in that, that is at 11:15. Then there will be an hour break. And then at 1:15, we're going to have an event that we're calling Encouraging Youth to Write. And this is with Martin Klubeck. And he is the owner of a local publishing house that helps youth, that encourages youth to write. And helps children get their works published. So he's going to talk about what it takes to get a business like that going and what it takes to run a publishing house. So if that's something that people are interested in, they can participate in that. Then there'll be a 15-minute break. And then 2:30, there will be a seminar called Overcoming Stress as a Writer. So if you're a writer, with Serena Wadwa is her name. If you are a writer and you get stressed out trying to get your work published or whatever the case may be. She's going to provide some insight on how to deal with that. And then a 15-minute break. And then the final presentation will be at 3:45. And that is with David Berner. And that is on, it's a memoir workshop, the how and why of writing a memoir. So if you want to write a memoir about yourself or about somebody else, that would be a great presentation to attend. So pretty diverse lineup, lots of different types of presentations that hopefully will be of interest to aspiring writers and hopefully motivate them to pursue their writing goals afterwards.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think all of those sound fantastic and ones that you probably want to, you may want to go on each individual session, but I think a lot of those can kind of go hand in hand. Everything from, you want to write about and learn about your family history, write about your family history, and then maybe you even write a fictionalized character involved or develop the character based off of somebody in your family. But then the stresses of writing too, everybody says writer's block and things like that, but a lot of that could be from maybe you didn't develop the character enough. You developed the story, but not the character. And that sometimes can drive a story, especially if you're writing fiction. But this is really awesome and very happy that this is going on now for the third year. And I think the fourth year is going to be even bigger and better. But again, Brian, if people want to get involved in this and learn more about this seminar, how do they get involved? And like you said, they can sign up for one or many of these sessions. And also another thing, does it cost me anything?
Nope, it's free. There's no cost to it at all. So that's the best part.
That's awesome.
If you want more information, you're welcome to email me personally. My email is bjohnston, that's bjohnston at lincolnlib.org. So go ahead and send me an email if you'd like to. Otherwise, you can go on our website, lincolnlib.org. There's a link under programs, under event registration. There's a link to click on to sign up for the event. If you're having trouble finding it, or you just have general questions about the program, you can certainly send me an email and I'll help you as best I can.
Can people find other information at the other libraries that are, they're collaborating on this writers conference as well?
Yeah, there are several different libraries that are collaborating, and I don't have the list in front of me of all of them, but if you go to, there are several other libraries that, like I said, Niles would be one of them, that you can talk to them about it, because they have been the host in the past. So you can go to, if you happen to live in that area, you can go there, and they'll, I'm sure they'll have more information for you as well.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I live right down the road, so that's perfect for me to go check that out and learn more. But definitely a great thing going on. I wish you well. And this is a thing that I think everybody should be involved in. If you're an aspiring writer, if you just want to get to know more about some of those topics that we covered, that are going to be covered in the Writers Conference, I think it's a wonderful thing. And plus, like you said, Brian, it's free. So why not? Everybody's going to be spending a lot more time at home and a lot more time in front of the computer. So why not do something like this? So this is awesome. Again, it is coming up later on this month, the Writers Conference, and find more information at, again, what was that website again?
LincolnLIB.org.
Wonderful. Website. Well, Brian, the Adult Services Librarian over at the Lincoln Township Library, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me, and have fun at the Writers Conference.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, and we hope to see some of you there.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.